ESPN Radio 1027, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Doherty.
It's time to talk IU football, and to do that, I'm going to go ahead and welcome in here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 1027, the new head football coach at Indiana University. Coach Tom Allen now joins us here. Coach, first and foremost, congratulations on getting the head coaching job. It's got to be, from being an Indiana guy, this has got to be an exciting position for you to hold.
It truly is. I appreciate that. And very, very excited for me and my entire family. And an opportunity that you dream about. And very, very blessed and thankful to be in this position.
When you look at your experiences here in Indiana and coaching at the high school level at one of the most prestigious programs in Ben Davis, and then at Wabash College as well. How do you feel like that can help you when you go into recruiting, when you recruit Indiana kids? And we know the talent here in the state has continued to get better each year.
Yeah, I think that because recruiting is so strongly tied to relationships, that's where it really makes a difference. You know, I'm able to sit in a home, and oftentimes there's a connection with somebody that I know from either a former player or someone that I've played for, coached with, my dad's involvement with them, or some coach that I know. I mean, there's a lot of people. I have a big, big family in this state, so you just kind of get those situations, as well as just being able to, for them to feel comfortable with somebody that is from here and really values the players here and the quality of the athletes we have in this state. So I think all those things combined really give us an advantage.
When you look at getting this nomination and making a bowl game, IU playing obviously in a bowl game here in the next week or so, having that extra time to prepare now as the head coach and not the defensive coordinator, how much of a help has that been?
You know, it's really been huge because it's allowed us in some ways to be able to get back to some normalcy, first of all, and allow us to just get back on the field and coach ball. And then number two, all the extra practice for our younger players is huge in their development fundamentally and on both sides of the ball and the special teams. And then just to allow us to be able to spend that quality time together as a program and all the positives that a bowl opportunity gives you in promoting your program out on the recruiting trail. And so it's an extremely positive experience for our entire program.
Once again, we're joined by the new head football coach at IU, Coach Tom Allen, joining us here on ESPN Radio 102.7 in the home stretch. Coach, one of the things I enjoy watching, you can tell you have a lot of passion for the game, the excitement that you bring to the sideline that you have in this past season as a defensive coordinator. How do you carry that over to now being the tallest hog in the trough, being the head coach?
Well, you know, I think that, I don't want to change a lot. You know, I've been in that role before. I want that the energy and the passion. I tell our players, it's kind of like controlled rage. You want to be able to play at a fever pitch, but you got to be under control. You know, when you're the head guy and you're making those decisions and everything, and there's a fiery side of being a DC that I don't ever want to lose. And I want to carry that personality into the head job, but you also got to be under control, you know, to make decisions and think. So that's kind of the way I would paraphrase it and put it in a capsule. But that passion, that energy, that's not going to change.
Well, and I hope, Doc, it's a lot of fun watching anybody in any profession that has a lot of passion for what they do and really enjoys it, which it definitely shows that you enjoy what you're doing. When you look at now being the head football coach, what, if anything, will we see as fans and media members change with IU football in the sense of you know, how the program looks from an outside view?
Well, I think, you know, when you watch this bowl game, you know, you'll see a lot of similarities. You know, we're not going to make wholesale changes here in a matter of weeks before we play another game. But I just think that what I want to see is I just want to see the things that you saw from our defense, the way the players played, the energy and passion that they played with. And I want that from our whole program. I want our program to exude those qualities, that confidence that is created through preparation and all the little things that they're going to do to allow themselves to be at their best on game day. And I want them to play with that type of confidence and that the ability to, as I say, you know, be at your best when it counts the most. And so for me, coming into this game, I want our guys to play with a free spirit from the perspective of, I don't want them looking over their shoulder and worried about making mistakes. You just play your tail off, you play hard, you play physical, you play as fast as you can, and you make a mistake, you learn from it, you press on. And that's the mentality I want our guys to have.
when you look at your experience from the defensive side and how much better IU got on the defensive side of the football, what was the one thing, if anything, that you would attribute that success this year to?
Well, it's hard to probably put it into one, but if I had to pick something, I would just say a change of the mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't about the scheme. Although I think we have a great scheme, I love what we do, but it was more about the core mentality, the core belief that a player has in themselves, in the guys around them, in their coaching staff, and in your system. So when that confidence and that belief started to build, and they, in their mind, as we tell them, before there's a reality, there's a mentality. And it starts in your mind and in your mindset. And our minds are very, very powerful. And when I got here, there was a very, very fragile, non-confident, very, very untrusting type of defense players that I inherited, and we had to battle that from day one, and that's what we did.
Coach, you've had a lot of experience at a lot of different places, either as a coordinator or a head coach, as we mentioned a little bit earlier. Out of all those positions, what has prepared you most for being the head football coach at IU?
I would probably say my time at Ben Davis, because I learned so much from Dick Dullahan. Mm-hmm. And he had a very collegiate focus in how he structured the program, how we practiced, everything that we did, both from a coaching perspective and the way that players were organized and managed and everything. And so that experience was huge. And then you want to be the head coach there. It's like being a head coach of a small college. You know, I had 15 full-time assistants from grades 9 through 12, you know, and the number of players. I oversaw the program from kindergarten all the way to senior year. And just the vast number, the organizational skills you had to learn, the communication skills, the leadership skills, all those things that it doesn't really matter what organization you're part of. And I think even at that level, you have to do so many things. You know, as you move up, you find, you know, the guys in the smaller colleges, those were valuable experiences for me too, because you have to do everything. Mm-hmm. Whereas you get higher, you get more specialized, and we have so much help and support here. So to me, it definitely was those beginning years, those high school years, and Ben Davis was a huge part of that.
Well, and Ben Davis is a huge part of the landscape of high school football here in the state. I was lucky enough to spend 4 years working with the Indiana Football Digest and Paul Condrey, who's been a big part of high school football in the state as well. And you're right, having the amount of staff that you have at a school like Ben Davis is kind of a lot of fun. Once again, the head football coach of the IU Hoosiers, Coach Tom Allen, joining us here on the show. Coach, appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule in preparation for the bowl game. Best of luck against Utah. And again, thanks for joining us today on the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here.